This is St. Louis Public Radio. Congress is facing a deadline to pass a stopgap budget for the rest of the federal fiscal year. But later this summer, they'll consider President Donald Trump's budget for 2018, which proposes steep cuts in domestic spending. That includes $6 billion for the National Institutes of Health, which funds medical research throughout the country. St. Louis Public Radio's Duri Buscarin spoke with Mike White, a local researcher who wrote an article for Pacific Standard magazine about what these cuts would mean to a new generation of scientists.
This is our hall of deep freezers. Some things, samples have to be kept really cold.
Mike White is a geneticist at Washington University School of Medicine. He's showing me around the lab where he studies hereditary eye diseases, the kinds that cause blindness.
When we first plugged those in the new building that brought down the electrical system.
We find a quiet classroom, and he explains that he's waiting on a grant from the National Institutes of Health to let him start his own lab. So the proposed cuts are personal.
It's really my first grant proposal where I'm sort of the lead scientist on that proposal. I submitted it last February, in fact. It went through the review process. It got a pretty decent score. And if this had been 2015, 2016, I would probably already have the money. But as it is now, it's in limbo. And I don't know if I'm going to get the money. If part of this budget compromise, if they cut money for the NIH, it means I may not get this grant. And the clock is ticking for me. I have to get a grant within a certain amount of time if I'm going to keep my job.
Trump's budget calls for a $6 billion cut to the NIH, but their total budget has already been constricted in the past decade or so, hovering around $30 billion a year. How has that shaped the field?
So as that budget has gone down, it makes it harder and harder for people to get grant proposals. It means every time you submit an application, your chances of getting that grant awarded are a lot smaller. And so what that means is people are less willing to take risks, scientific risks. People are less willing to try out their bold ideas that may or may not work, but you know, they're good ideas and they should be tried.
The alternative, I guess, is privately funded research. In your opinion, is there a case for that?
There is a great case for privately funded research. Mark Zuckerberg has established a new source of private funding for research. It's very generous, it's very helpful, it contributes to important programs, but it's actually a fairly small drop in the bucket compared to the NIH budget. There's definitely a concern that private sources of money for research can definitely skew research in the direction that the people who give that money want. And diseases that affect people who are wealthy philanthropists, and whereas at the NIH, they can take a more global perspective. They can ask what's affecting people in the United States broadly or even in the world more broadly and fund research that focuses on areas that sorely need money but may not attract the kind of private funding you hope for.
What's the bottom line here when it comes to research funding? What's at stake?
In the end, that means I think there are diseases that won't be cured. There are inventions that won't be made. New drugs won't be discovered. I think one important thing that gets lost in these budget battles that seem to come up every year now is that science is a long-term endeavor. And if we really want science to be successful in this country, we need to engage in long-term thinking. And if every year scientists are worried about budget cuts, about whether or not they're going to get their grant, we lose that long-term perspective. And in the end, science is going to be harmed by it, and we'll all be harmed by it.